Former Jaguars owner Wayne Weaver out at practice Wednesday morning, visiting with President Mark Lamping. Of course, Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley made their way over as well as the Jags prepare for Philadelphia. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda, J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back in the field today, about 2.5 hours on the Florida Blue practice fields. And just as the team started stretch today, lightning in the area. That forced the team back in the locker room for about 40 minutes. Well, when they got back on the field, a good sign on field three today. Luke Jokel back to work against Brandon Dedrick, both going one-on-one with each other, both trying to recover from injuries. Chad Henne took all the reps with the ones offensively today, and we saw a lot of Matt Scott under center with the twos. And, of course, Jonathan Cyprian had the play of the day today, flying in for the interception off Mike Kafka. The Jaguars' defense still working on tempo. That's been really the buzzword this week here at practice. Though Gus Bradley said the speed of Philadelphia's offense in the preseason is pretty close to the Jaguars so far.
We're competing against ourselves. We're taking a portion of the time to look at Philly. But hopefully our preparation against the no-huddle against our offense helps us, you know, and prepares us some for that.
The third preseason game, normally considered a dress rehearsal for the regular season, a little more game planning than the first 2 weeks. And the starters should play a bit longer, some even into the second half this Saturday against Philadelphia. Defensive lineman Tyson Alualu said he's ready for more work.
Yeah, we're ready. It's a game that most of the vets or the starters will play more, and it's good to see. You know, there's a little bit of game plan, so. You know, a little bit what to expect during season. We're ready to get after it.
Some other notes from Wednesday. Maurice Jones-Drew got a veteran off day today, and Mercedes Lewis still off to the side, still working on that calf injury. And the week before the third preseason game, you got to lighten the mood a little bit. Blaine Gabbert going left-handed in quarterback drills today. And fun at the end of practice today. It was interns catching punts in front of the whole team after the final three horns. Time to hear from the Ozone. Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier says the Jaguars offense now has some playmakers.
I'm John Osier with A View from the Ozone. And Saturday is the preseason home finale. And if you're headed to Everbank for Jaguars-Eagles, watch the first half closely, particularly the offense. When you do, you'll be watching something that could wind up being pretty exciting. You can't say the Jaguars are dripping in firepower, but there is a slew of players with potential to be pretty good and pretty productive. We know Maurice Jones-Drew. And Mercedes Lewis looks ready to have his best year since 2010. But for the real potential, skew younger. Ace Sanders, Bernard Robinson, a pair of rookies. They have rough edges, and they'll be inconsistent. But don't doubt that their speed is going to make defensive coordinators think. But the most intriguing area offensively is the receiver duo of Justin Blackmon and Cecil Shorts. Blackmon has to stay on the field. But when I talked to Shorts about Blackmon this week, he talked about the two possibly developing into one of the NFL's top receiving tandems. That's a lofty goal, but when you watch the two in camp, it was hard to think that wasn't possible. Each has special talent, and more importantly, each is improving. Speed on the edge, Pro Bowl potential at receiver. Well, the Jaguars haven't had those things in a long time. The players we're talking about are developing, but they're on the roster. And because they are, for the first time in a long time, when you watch the Jaguars offense, you realize quickly that you're watching something that could turn into something pretty exciting.
Thank you, John. Final tune-up for the Philadelphia Eagles on the field at 11:30 on Thursday. We'll have all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Mazda.